They have an annual members concert, which is like a humongous open one-song open mic, but no feature. And it's lots of fun. And Jake and I will be hosting it. And it's February 7th. It's in Watertown at the Unitarian Church on Church Street, starting at 7:30. And Loose Change will be part of that event, as will some other folks in the room. So anyway, I've mentioned that. And now we're going to have our first spoken word artist, a wonderful writer who has published a number of very fine books. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
I think I can read this. Thank you. Okay. Can people hear me? Because I can't hear very well. Oh, now I can. Woo! Okay. My planet welcomes you to Walmart. The Grateful Dead resurrected in a speaker, rattled disc get boxes certified, error-free. A voice not unlike the Pope's announces a once-in-a-lifetime saving. No lotus flower on this magazine rack, just Britney Spears, Science Today. Oh, you alert security men, what can my body do with a cloned organ? When oil trucks squeeze me onto the shoulder, almost scraping my defensive skylark. When their skids and blasts of heavy metal explode my innards. What can my brain do with a Chandra, an X-ray that can read a stop sign 12 miles away? With my limited velocity, knees go to gravity waves, vanishing even before my hesitation at the rotary. Horns, trash talk, snap through the window. Why would my short-sightedness long for laser surgery when the fierce headlights of an SUV like a shark bearing down on a wound sear my eyes through the rear view mirror? The bumper sticker on my car that pleads, "Thank you for your courtesy, it is civilized." Much less precise than, "Kiss ass, you crash," on the truck ahead. Sometimes I feel a little power when I know my voice rides wires on some kind of waves and text my messages instead of grabbing the phone the minute I hear it ring. What is the ultimate in power but my baby cell, who sings minuets, her tiny earphone plug, and me with no hands? Now in a restaurant over howling music and TV revelations, sports on my right, the latest murder to my left, I can yell into her. I can pace around with great importance, despite who's with me and regardless as to where I am, like everybody else. Nevertheless, even the radio still remains mysterious. Now its voice announces the smart gene has been discovered. Injected, this bug can produce a genius mouse. Sometimes I almost wish to be another species. Nights at home responding to my cat's purr, I stop to listen to the sky of my body hissing. A thermometer in the black hole of my gut attests to every feeling, but just as I begin to sense my quiet weather, to hear another kind of whirring, that quicksilver like a despairing comet plummets. I am at the end of my seeable universe. What words aspire for a collapsed pulsar or the Holy Land? What mourning for a burnt-out planet? supertankers, the rich inheritors of the earth. I click from channel to channel. Toxins, guns, and savage limbs zoom out at me as if those images would break through the screen to snatch me in. And they will succeed someday, having evolved cerebella of their own. When I die, they will come flashing out to crowd surf me across the room, then jet me through the gray screen in a winged Honda operated by the Grinch to Fox 25, where pundits, journalists, and lawyers screaming at each other in a studio will judge me. Oh, God. Merrill Lynch, Copernicus. How can we bring the stars within our reach? Are we destined to be bound to one sun?
That's Suzanne Owens. She's got some of her